This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The English We Speak. I'm Neil.
Hi everyone, I'm Helen.
Helen, what are you doing? Are you looking for something?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for my earring. It's a present from my mum.
Oh, when did you last see it?
A minute ago. I looked in the mirror before I came into the studio. I'm sure I was wearing it.
Let me help you look under the table here for it. But I don't think you'll find it by turning the place upside down. Be calm. Let's leave the chairs on the floor.
I'm not turning the chairs upside down. They're too heavy. I just want to check underneath them.
When I say turn the place upside down, what I mean is you're making the studio very messy.
I'm sorry. I found it. It's under the desk.
Oh, phew, what a relief. I don't think we'd be allowed back in the studio if we literally turned it upside down.
So, to turn something upside down means to make the place really messy because you're trying to search thoroughly for something. Here are some examples.
I turned my house upside down and I still couldn't find my car keys.
I don't care if you have to turn the place upside down. You've got to find my wedding ring.
Well, let's tidy up before the studio managers come back and turn our lives upside down.
Let's do that.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.